Heavenly Father, you are Yahweh, you are Alpha, you are Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we worship you. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you adorations. Thank you for another Sabbath. Thank you for another day of worship. Thank you for counting us among the living. Only the living shall praise the Lord. Father, we are privileged to be among the living this morning. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we worship your name. Lord, as we go into the sharing of your word through this online medium, Lord, I ask that your word will come out with power, with grace, and with anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. Anywhere you are watching me, all over the world, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, or maybe you are listening to the audio channel, I want you to put your hands together for the Lord. Today normally is our Thanksgiving Sunday, being the last Sunday of the month. And this morning we still give thanks unto his holy name. And today, what am I speaking about? I am talking about what I call healing of my mind. Healing of my mind. What is healing? And where is healing? Healing should be the expectation of every one of us, given what we are going through in the world today. Healing is a place of satisfaction. Healing is a place of praise. Healing is a place of rest from trouble. Healing is a place of joy. Healing is a place where needs are met. So this morning, I am talking about healing of my mind. And I want to set the context of this message from the book of Exodus, chapter 15. And we are going to read from verse 22 to 27. Again, I'm reading for those of us who are hearing me on audio channel, Exodus chapter 15, and I'm going to read from verse 22 to 27, and I'm speaking on healing of my mind. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Going to verse 25 now. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Verse 27, 26. And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healed thee. Verse 20, which is the last verse. And they came to Helim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Hallelujah. Helim on my mind. This morning, if Helim will be on your mind, Mara must be under your feet. Helim cannot be on your mind if Mara is in focus. Helim cannot be on your mind if Mara is what is getting your attention. In this passage that we have read, the people of God, they were just coming from a celebration mood. They cross over from Egypt onto a new land, just like the whole world came from the year 2019 into 2020. This year we are celebrating. And by the time they cross over, they enter into a wilderness phase. Let me tell you, that was not their expectation. They had great expectation, but suddenly after Miriam and the rest had just finished leading the people of Israel stringing and shouting and jumping, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The thorns and his riders, they've been thrown into the sea. They sang, they danced, they rejoiced, but suddenly they enter into the wilderness experience unexpectedly. And the Bible made us to understand, they went 3 days without water in the desert. Scientists have made us to understand that after 3 days, for the maximum you can be comfortable without water is 3 days. You can go without food for up to 3 weeks or more. But after 3 days without water, the cells in the body will begin to collapse. The system, the body will get to malfunction. So it is easier to go without food than to go without water. So there were 3 days in the desert. And you want to talk of a desert, you are talking a place where the temperature is high, where the humidity is low, where the evapotranspiration is high, where people are sweating, and there's no replenishment of the water being lost. So, and if our body system is made of at least 60% of water, when you don't drink water for 3 days in the hot sun, and then you are walking, you are exerting energy, then as the journey progress, they began to lose strength. They began to lose faith. They began to lose hope. The whole world today is in a desert experience. And as this journey in the desert that the world is going through today is going, people gradually are losing strength. The first COVID case in Nigeria, the index case, was confirmed on 27th of February this year. February to March became one full month. By tomorrow, 27th of April, it become 2 full months.
And the moment you go to May, you are going to the third month. So as people walk from day one to day two to day three, they were getting exhausted. Some could barely walk. Some said, look, I cannot go again. Can you carry me? After I said, look, me, I'm also stressed. How can I carry you? And suddenly, they found water at Mara. You can imagine, you can just cast out your mind, try to imagine your mind. What would that experience be? I could see them rushing. I could see them pushing one another. I could see them trying to add water to get or to the water to drink. But when they got their water pump, the water was bitter. So Mara is a place of disappointment. When expectations were dashed, we are ending the fourth month of the year this week. By the time April ends, one quarter of the year is gone. And so many people are saying, what happens to my expectation for this year? Do I have a reason to thank God? Why should I praise God? Mara is a place of trouble. Many people are troubled in their mind. What is going to happen to me? Or what is happening to me? Mara was a place of bitterness. People were bitter against Moses. They were bitter against one another. The children were bitter against their parents. That's daddy, mommy, why did you bring me here? It was a place of conflict where the leaders or the led were at conflict with the leader. Moses was a leader. The poor slave were at conflict with him. Just like we have in the world today. Many of us, we blame our leaders, we blame everybody. But that is not the solution. They were bitter because they had lost joy. The joy that they had before, the song of praise had turned sour in their mouth. But then this morning, I want to tell you something. Somebody said, yesterday is for us to recover. Tomorrow is for her to discover and prepare to either win or lose. Yesterday is for us to recover. Tomorrow is for her to discover and either win or lose. So the task of recovering yesterday and discovering tomorrow is saddled with us today. Today is saddled with that responsibility. So if we then spend that day, we spend the energy of today on memory, it will be difficult to either recover yesterday or discover tomorrow. Not to talk of either winning it or lose it. You are listening to me this morning. This don't spend today more money so that I can be able to win tomorrow. Yes, I know so many businesses are done. Some lives are in comatose now. Some lives are in comatose. Some people are forced to eat the bread of affliction. Some progress already stalled. But then, it is not the time to begin to murmur. But rather, it is time for a revelation of who the Lord is. If others miss this, you should get it. Others might miss it, but you should get it. Now, let me tell you something. If you are asking yourself, what is Pastor talking about? How can I say I am thankful? How can I really thank God today? Today's thanksgiving. How can I give thanks? Let me tell you, in life, Some things will threaten you. Some things will frighten you. Some things will frustrate you. But when that happens, what do you do? Look for things that can excite and encourage you. If you look at Exodus chapter 25, let's look at it again. What the Bible says, chapter 15, verse 25, with the passage we have just read, verse 25. He said, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. He cried unto the Lord. People were murmuring, they were shouting, they were blaming him. But what did Moses do? He cried unto the Lord. That was the secret. If he did not cry unto the Lord, there was no chance of recovery and there was no opportunity for discovery. But when he cried unto the Lord gave him a discovery. What was that? A tree. That tree had been there. And let me tell you this morning, lift your eyes unto the Lord and the Lord will give you a new focus. The Lord will give you a new hope. Amen. The Lord will give you a new strength. Amen. The Lord will give you a way out. That tree is the symbolism of Jesus. Jesus is the one that intervenes in the affairs of life. And the Bible made us understand, when he saw that tree, what did he do? He took it and threw it into the water. What happened to the water? It became sweet. I say unto everybody this morning, either you are watching or you are listening, you are experiencing a period of bitterness, a period of frustration, a period of stagnation in your life. Now the Lord will come into your situation and will intervene, just like that tree turned the bitter water into sweet one. The Lord will turn your situation around this month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yay! The tree, the symbol of Jesus, came in contact with the bitter water and it became sweet. But that was not the story. And then God then told them, this is just, you know, a kind of a tip of the iceberg, that you people, if you could only just focus on me, just like Moses did. And he said, look, I will not put any of these diseases upon you. And I speak unto you this morning, this plague coming all, going all over the world will not come unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, that is why I will not put any of these diseases upon you. But then, that was not actually where God was taking it. God just wanted them to know that he could turn the situation around. That even though they have been going for 3 days without water, and they found water there at the hospital, it just to tell him that there is still a place he was taking them. Mara was bitter, but then there was a place ahead of them. So anywhere you are standing today that is making you to be unhappy, that is causing trouble of heart, the Lord will take you out of it. Amen. So begin to bless the Lord because he has the power to, he has done it before, and then we do it again. Helim was where he was taking them. And the Bible made us to understand when they left that place, what happened? He took them to Helim. What did they find in Helim? They find 12 wells and 72 palm trees. So that they could drink and find shade even in the desert to rest. The scorching sun will no longer be their lot. If you are listening to me this morning, you are under the scorching sun of life. Things are getting hot for you. I speak into your life this morning. My God will take you to Helim.
Amen.
I say Helim on my mind. But let me tell you, the distance between Mara and Helim is what they call grace. Let me repeat myself. The distance between Mara and Helim is what we call grace. So I can put it this way. Helim is just a distance of grace ahead. So this is why you need to thank God. This is why you don't begin to feel low. This is why you need to encourage yourself. Anytime the devil is telling you, you need to feel bad, you need to feel low, tell yourself, no, I cannot be feel low because Helim is just a distance of grace ahead of me. And God is ready to provide grace and supply it in abundance. God will say that he gives grace to the humble. So grace is available with God. And if Helim is just a distance of grace ahead, let Helim be the one that's on your mind. Don't begin to look that. I don't know what you are saying this morning. Where you are looking and what you are looking at will determine whether you are in a position to praise the Lord, bless him or not. And I'll give you two examples quickly. As I was soon going to see to prayer and we'll bring this online service to a close. If you look at the book of Psalm, 1 Samuel chapter 17, I want us to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and let us look at verse 3 quickly, and then from there we jump to verse 8. I want to notice these two things. Verse 3 of that 1 Samuel chapter 17 says, and Philistine stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Now listen to this. Philistine on a mountain on one side, then Israel on a mountain on one side, but in between them was a valley. You cannot see a valley from a mountain if you don't look down. Am I right? Now jump to verse 8. Let me just bring out something quickly. Jump to, now look at it. And he stood and he cried unto the army of Israel. Who was this one? Who was this? Goliath. And he stood, that Goliath, and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine? And ye servants to Saul, choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. Where was he? He was in the valley. The enemy wanted to come down to him. COVID wants you to come down to him. Bitterness wants to come down into him. Sickness wants you to come down unto him. Contention wants to come down to in the valley. The giant stands in the valley. Only the champion can inhabit the mountain perpetually. So if you're a giant of the Lord, don't go to the valley by looking down. And for as long as Israelites were continuing looking down at the giant in the valley, they were sinking their mind. So this morning, don't allow the enemy to sink your heart, to sink your mind, to sink your spirit by saying you only focus on the valley of life. I'm not saying that that valley is not there, but don't look at it. And now contrast this one to Psalm 121 when the psalmist says, I will look up unto the east, for where come my help? Don't look into the valley. Look unto the hill, so you can know that help is coming and can begin to rejoice. I will tell you this morning, healing is really on my mind. A place of celebration where we are going to celebrate in a special way. So it does not matter what you are going through this morning. It does not matter what our experience is today. I'm not trying to deny it. I'm not saying they are not there. But you know what? If you look at Jacob's night of loneliness, of struggles, and even of injury, was followed by the morning of discovery and transformation. Because after that night of loneliness, if you look at Jacob, Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, what the Bible says? The Bible says he stood alone. Say, and Jacob was left alone. Okay, is it? And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him. Many people are lonely today. You are lonely in your struggles. You are lonely in your situation. You are lonely in your condition. You feel abandoned, and you are wrestling. You are fighting so many battles of life. But let me tell you, after Jacob was left alone, he went through that loneliness. And not only loneliness, loneliness filled with struggle, with battles. The following morning was a night of discovery. I know that he was no longer Jacob. That he was Israel. So, if you are lonely this morning, if you are going through some battles of life today, I prophesy into your life. This phase of your life will be followed by the phase of fulfillment and discovery. Healing on my mind. So celebrate that moment. Think about it. Focus about it. Don't focus on your lonely situation. Don't focus on your trouble. I like something that Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12c. I want to read it quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 1, can read verse 12 and the C part of it. He said, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. This morning, do you know who you have believed? Are you persuaded? That was what Paul taught Timothy to strengthen him so that we not doubt, so that we not lose focus, so that we not miss it. He said, look, my son Timothy, I know whom I have believed. Are you a believer in the Lord? And I challenge you, if you are here to know the Lord Jesus, this is an opportunity so that you can also have this confidence. Say, I know whom I have. He is a man that can never fail. He's a man that can never abandon me. He's a man that cannot deny his covenant. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. Have you committed your life unto him? If you have committed your last, don't worry. He's able. I know my God is able. He's able. He's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. I know my God is able. He's able. He's able. He's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. For he has either broken hearted, he raised the dead, he that sick, and has walked upon the sea. I know my God is able, he's able, he's able, he's able. I know my God,
brother, our God is able to carry us through. My sister, our God is able to carry us through. We are persuaded. So I am persuading you this morning to know that this God that is able. And so you must not look down to the valley where the giant is beckoning and threatening. This is God that is the beginning and the end. Yes, I know your dreams sometimes or somehow might seem to be on hold. Your pursuit has stalled. Your progress is inhibited. Certain aspects of life are locked down. But don't worry. We will move from Mara to Helib, and the grace of God will carry us there, because Helib is just a distance of grace from Mara. Hallelujah. Draw strength from the Lord. Draw courage from His word. Draw confidence from His promises. And before I pray, I want you to do something. Psalm 37. Verse 39 to 48. Quickly, I will read it. Psalm 37, verse 39, and I will start from verse 48. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Let me tell you, many people are worried what is happening now. We don't have enough. The healthcare facilities are down. We don't have the enough isolation center. We don't have the. The salvation of the righteous is what? It's of the Lord. That's why you have to know who you believe. That's why you have to be persuaded about Him. And that's why you have to commit everything to His hand. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Is their strength in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. We have a strength that we need to draw from. And verse 4 says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. You are listening to me this morning. I speak into your life that the Lord will help you.
Amen.
The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
Even those that already infected or affected, I speak healing and deliverance into your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Draw courage from the Lord. Draw strength. This morning, healing is on my mind. Mara is under my feet. Helim is on my mind. Mara is under my feet. Helim is on my mind. Mara is under my feet. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today, I want to tell you, I look forward to our thanksgiving. Today is a day of crying unto the Lord. The time of coming together to celebrate His just near the corner. And I look forward to see you at the next Thanksgiving Sunday.
Amen.
We are brothers, we hug.
without fear of corona. Where brother will shake hands without fear of infection. Where people will jump and shout in the church, not just online. In the mighty name of Jesus, I look forward to seeing you there. Her name is on my mind. I look forward to that celebration. I look forward to the next Thanksgiving. I look forward to us coming out of lockdown. And I look forward to seeing people in isolation coming to meet with all of us, and we rejoice together in good health. I look forward to seeing those who are sick receiving strength and jumping and rejoicing and giving testimony. I look forward for us rejoicing as brethren without any form of limitation in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why? We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. So this morning, I want you to put your eyes from every other thing and focus on the healing that God is taking you on by grace. Grace of God will take us there. Not our strength, not our power, but the grace of God will carry us. God by his grace will carry us on his wings and take us to healing, a place of celebration, a place of rejoicing, a place of satisfaction, a place of restoration, of hope in the mighty name of Jesus. A place of refreshment, a place of rest. People are troubled, people are suffer, people are complaining. But when they go to healing, no more complain, no more struggle, no more lack. They rested, they rejoiced, they sang, they were happy. That is going to be our experience in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Can you stand on your feet? Anywhere you are listening to me. I've seen this on Be Thou Exalted, our unlimited God. As we sing that song, God is going to remove every form of limitation. I will sing that song, God is going to remove every form of restriction in your life. And the Lord will carry you by grace from heaven, from Mara to Helim in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now can we just sing that song with me? Be thou exalted.
Be thou exalted. You are exalted. You are unlimited God. You are exalted. You are exalted.
You are exalted.
Oh God, you are exalted. Hey, unlimited God. You are exalted. Father, you are.
Even the world powers today, their resources have been limited. The resources are becoming scarcer every day. But God is unlimited. I want to call on God to release his unlimited resources, his unlimited provision, his unlimited intervention into your life and into the source of the world. Now, can you begin to cry unto him? Yes, this unlimited God wants to remove every form of limitations that has limited our lives, that has limited our governments, that has limited even everything that we do. Yes, we are calling upon the name of the Lord to unleash his unlimited power to free us, to deliver us, to give us a new joy, to get us from Mara to Helim in the mighty name of Jesus. Meteli Baba. Skepoli man sataliba. Raandu koskobo shempoliga. Raga sapa. Brakaka sapaliga. Brokosopo. Brokosopo. Rakaka sambali. Rekes kebo shimboliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Paul said, I know whom I believe. I believe. And I am persuaded he's able to keep that which I have committed into his hand. My friend, if your life is already in the hands of God, you don't have to worry. Do all you can do to take precaution, but know that those you cannot do, God will take care of. But if your hands is not yet in the hands of God, anywhere you are listening to me, I beckon unto you, I encourage you this morning to cry on the Lord, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and put your life into his hands. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I believe. I am persuaded that is able to keep that which I commit to your hands. Now I want to call on everyone this morning who is a child of God. Commit your destiny to the hands of God again. If your destiny hands of God, it cannot be cut short by the enemy. Any destiny that the hands of God cannot be cut short by COVID-19. Any destiny that is in the hands of God cannot be cut short by the plans of the enemy. Yes, you have dreams for this year. Come in and get to the hands of God. You have goals for this year. Come in to the hands of God. God is still able to keep them. Don't begin to accept defeat. To say, well, because COVID-19 has come, then it's no longer going to happen. Our God is able. My God is able. Do you have the same God that is able? Now speak unto him that I take you by your word. I take you by your promise. I take you by your covenant, because I am persuaded that your covenant is true, that your word is free, that you can, that the Bible is not fake news. Masetele baba. Mesu gaila rende kus kimpandili baba ra andu seke polianga shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your holy name. Thank you for those who are watching or listening to me today. Lord, I ask and I pray that by your grace, you take them from Mara to healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak unto everyone who is looking down into the valley to see the Goliath of his or her life. Lord, I ask by your mercies, you shift such a case unto the mountain of the law, where there is help, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for everyone who is desperately in need of help, who is desperately in need of intervention. Father, honor your word this morning. Amen. Help these ones. Amen. As their faith clings to this word that I'm speaking by your mercy. Lord, intervene in their situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Anybody who cling unto this word by faith, anybody who will hold onto any part of this message by faith, my Father, my God, show up in their situation. Amen. Show up in their condition. Amen. Turn things around for them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, this morning, anything that's limiting the joy of your people, anything that's withholding testimonies, Father, by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take it away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But for this reason, the Son of God has manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Every work of the enemy, the lives of those who are either watching or hearing me now, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen.